Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ron and Anian.
You know the car's in trouble when you start it up and there's a knocking sound from the front of the motor and it's 11,000 miles overdue on a 185,000 mile Lincoln Town Car. Like, yeah, not so good.
Don't underestimate
the car doctor.
Now, are the fenders fairly universal in the sense that maybe the same fender that I would need on my vehicle would fit on another vehicle? Are they that universal, or are they pretty model-specific?
They're universal up to the point of tank design and construction.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the car doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now,
I just assumed it's not working. I can arrange that.
Here's Ronnie.
Hey, listeners, thanks for stopping by and joining us today. I'm Monanini and the Car Doctor, obviously, and we're going to kick off this hour and start right at the top with Isaac Nielsen. He is a product engineer for Mahle Aftermarket, and with the AC season right around the corner, we thought it would be a great time to bring Isaac back. We've had him here before and talk a little bit about air conditioning, the new, the old, the good, the bad, and the do's and the don'ts. Isaac, welcome back to the Car Doctor, sir. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ron.
You know, let's start at the beginning. If someone is looking to get their AC serviced, we're not going to talk about if it's 134 or 1234 YF. I want to get the AC serviced in my, 5, 10, 15-year-old car. You know, they're going to take it into a shop, and what would the person reasonably expect the shop to do to service that air conditioning properly?
Well, the very first thing for them to do is to check the pressures, see if there's even any refrigerant left in the system. Most of the cases, you're low or basically out of, Freon refrigerant inside that system. So that's going to be indication that there's a leak in that system. So they'll recover whatever refrigerant, if there is any, from that system and perform some sort of leak check on that system. That's maybe the primary thing, is to find that leak and fix it before they even attempt to recharge your system. So that's, you know, looking for seals or condenser leaks, something like that. A lot of times, actually, the most common failure point is the Schrader port on the low side or high side service port.
Right. Now, depending upon the system, if it's 134, there's a different leak check procedure. But if we're driving a newer vehicle, something made since, when did 1234YF come about? 2016, 2017, which isn't so much a new, right? That's a seven-year-old vehicle now already. It's a very different procedure, right? That they just can't, if it has a leak on a 134, well, we can kind of fill it even though it's illegal, but the shop can get away with that. But 1234YF, there's safeties in place to not allow that. That might cause that consumer to get a, hey, you need, you know, $500, $1,000 worth of repairs, correct?
Correct, yes. The 134A machines, they will do, if you do pull a vacuum before a charge, it will do a vacuum leak check. But there's nothing on a lot of those 134A machines that'll prevent you from just doing a straight charge. So you could bypass the vacuum leak check, which is obviously defeating the whole purpose of bringing a vehicle in and fixing the leak. So that there's a, you know, obviously not as good on the.
Take a breath, brother. Yeah. It's not as good as it would be, but I think your point where you're going is that, you know, 1234YF, due to the price of the refrigerant, there's, well, not just the price, but we're trying to keep the environment safe and clean. The machines have a safety in them to require that it get repaired before it get filled, right? Isn't that where you're going with that?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, the 1234YF machines, they're legislated that basically they have to pass not only a vacuum leak check, but also a pressure leak check before it'll even fill. There is no such thing as a top-off with a 1234YF machine.
Right.
It has to pass all the both the vacuum and the pressure leak testing before it'll even attempt to charge.
So just for giggles, Mike, I've got, you know, I'm a customer out here and I'm going to take my car to an AC, to a shop for air conditioning service, and they don't have a machine. Is that even possible in this day and age? Can a shop not have an AC machine regardless of what type of refrigerant we're talking about?
No. According to the EPA, if you're going to service any vehicle that has refrigerant for pay, you have to have an EPA certified and registered machine. So there's no, you know, using the old school days of just using a scale and the gauges per the EPA requirements, that's illegal and potential. I think it's around a $20,000 fine. If they find you servicing refrigerant without having proper equipment.
And you look at the specificity, which is a great word for air conditioning, right? It's everything's specific. The specificity of the amount of refrigerant that goes into some of these cars, it's such a small amount. There's no guessing. You know, when I use my, and I've got a Mahle machine, you know that, and everybody else knows that. When I use either one of my Mahle machines, my 134 or my 1234YF machine, it's so exact in the way that it measures the refrigerant and puts it in. And there's just certain procedures. So I don't think, you know, not only does it hurt the consumer if they're going to a shop that doesn't have an AC machine, I don't know how the shop is getting around it. I mean, we all know that there's cheating going on out there, but they're doing such a disservice to both themselves, the environment, and the customer that it ends up becoming a bigger problem than it needs to be.
Yeah, I mean, all these machines that are on sale now that are certified to the SAE requirements, they're required to be able to measure refrigerant and charge refrigerant plus or minus 5 grams. So extremely accurate compared to, you know, just looking at a gauge and a set scale.
When a shop goes to charge a car using a machine, let's talk about the Mahle machines, for example, because I'm so familiar with that. Being what they are, you know, sometimes there's a problem. You can't get to a low side fitting or you can't get to a high side fitting. Can you talk about, you know, the hose selection process and why it matters?
Yeah. So you can charge a car with just the low side or just the high side. And, you know, different machines will have different strategies. But for the MALA machines itself, we default to the LPHP selection. So that means you are hooking up both hoses at the same time. We actually recover through the high side and the low side during that service, but we would charge only on the high side. Now, if you had just the LP connection available, we would, of course, recover directly from the LP port and then charge partially with the LP port. We'd only do about a 50% charge because we don't want to flood that side of the circuit with liquid refrigerant because that would be bad to lock up the compressor. And then what we would do is actually prompt the user to start the vehicle to have a vehicle-assisted charge at that point. So we allow the compressor of the vehicle to draw on the rest of the charge. So this is good for those really hot environments where it might be difficult to fully charge a vehicle. So charging on the low side and allowing the vehicle to draw in the remaining charge is almost a guaranteed way to be able to charge that vehicle.
So not only does the machine ensure that you're getting an accurate charge, it's doing it in a timely manner that it doesn't hurt the system. Then it allows the system to draw in on its own if you have to go in on a low side only, which
correct.
You're always in control and you're always getting the job done and safety, right? Because AC can be a dangerous service if you're not handling things correctly. So that machine is also a part of that as well. Isaac, let's pull over and take a pause. When we come back, a couple of things I want you to think about. I want to talk about if somebody's out there and they're getting their machine ready for the season, what should the shops be thinking about? I want you to talk a little bit about, there was conversation in the industry about 134A being banned, and I don't know where that went. That was supposed to happen last year, October, November last year. I don't know where that went. That just sort of seemed to fall by the wayside. And then we talk a little bit about, oil recovery and what the machines can do, assisting us to put proper oil charge back into the system, because that's a big part of the machines as well, right? So let's talk about that. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'm here with Isaac Nielsen from MALA Aftermarket, and we'll both return right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have, hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best price. premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
For the best in car advice, give Ron a call, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Welcome back. Ron and Nene and the Car Doctor. I'm here today, as I was before, with Isaac Nielsen. He is a product engineer from Mala Aftermarket. Isaac, you're still there. I didn't lose you yet, right?
Yeah, I'm still here, Ron.
Cool, yep. Cool beans. Let's start with the big stuff, right? Because that lit up the emails and the conversation on Facebook. Everybody wanted to know, is there a 134 ban? Did that ever go through or whatever happened with that?
Well, from the OE perspective, model year 2025 vehicles is the absolute last model year to have 134A in new vehicles. So really, you know, since the 2025 model year is basically the middle of this year, I think the EPA says no earlier than October 24th, 2024 is the final production date for any new vehicles with 134A. Everything after, basically from November of this year forward, will all be YF in the light duty sector.
Okay. And then will that limit 134 refrigerant availability for service?
So, yeah, the EPA has a mandate to limit total HFCs in the environment, overall production based off of the 2020 volumes. So actually in 2022 and 2023, they were down to 90% of the 2020 volumes. But starting in 2024 here, they are down to a 60% maximum manufacturing capacity from those 2022 volumes. But now that's total HFCs. But it will limit some of the 134A for sure that is produced and available in the U.S.
So we can expect, with probably a fair chance, that we can expect to see an increase, A, in the price of 134, and B, a reduction in its availability in the coming years.
Correct. And the EPA is also looking at mandating more documentation on the transfer of 134A. And they also want to see a minimum percentage of recovered 134A with every tank. So in other words, in the future, it may not be possible to buy completely new 134A tanks without any reclaimed 134A involved.
Interesting. So in other words, they're saying if you don't take any out, then you're not fixing the car. And you're defeating the whole purpose of what we're trying to do. So they're going to monitor the leaks by looking at what you recover.
Yep. It'll be very interesting to see how they enforce this and how this process is going to play out, because they are looking to have not just any reclaimers being able to reclaim this 134A, but they have to be certified. And, you know, so your tank has to come from one of these reclaimers, or at least a portion of it.
You know, I think one of the best features on my Mala AC machines is the printers, right? And I always thought that it gave me, what's the word I'm looking for? Not credibility, but proof. Here's what I recovered. Here's what I charged with. And I've always said to myself, when does the government get involved? And, you know, they're going to basically be looking over my shoulder at the printer going, well, he took a pound out. He put 2 pounds in. You know, this on this car, you know, they're going to be watching. And I'm guessing, will the machines one day dial in and we took this out, we put this in, and that's how they're going to know? You know, you wonder if they could do that. And I guess the technology is there that they could, right?
Yeah, the technology is there. However, they're looking at more of a paper record. They haven't looked at the connected machine. So, I mean, at least far as keeping the shop data for, you know, you guys keep track of where you're at. That's why our onboard database is kind of nice to be able to go through there, and you don't have to remember to write down every service all the time.
Right.
You can go back through there or print them to your, send them as an email or something to have a record that way. So that way you're not having to keep all these paper logs necessarily.
Yeah. Well, and that's the advantage of a Mahle machine, because they have that printer built in and they have that ability to record all that. Talk a little bit about, we were having a conversation off air at the start about reducing oil recovery in our last couple of 3 minutes here, Isaac. What was that all about how a shop can reduce oil recovery and actually make a more effective recovery of refrigerant? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, if you are just going to bill a customer, okay, you recover some oil, you're going to charge the customer for that oil that you inject. But if you run a fleet or, you're doing, some of your own services, then you want to minimize the amount of oil that you do recover. And especially on YF machines, every time you recover oil, you need to do a manual oil injection, which can be kind of a pain and take some time, just a little bit more time in the service. So doing certain things, there's some good tips around the vehicle setup that will help minimize the amount of oil that you do recover.
And I think one of the tips we were talking about was, it was interesting. Like I learned something from you today, Isaac, I never thought of it like this, but to do a refrigerant recovery on, number one, a cool engine, right? I gave you the example. So if a car got dropped off on Tuesday and you brought it in Wednesday morning, service the AC in the morning prior to using the AC. The car is cool. The AC hasn't been used recently, so there's less likelihood there's less oil in suspension in the refrigerant, right? And then
that's correct.
And then the machine won't recover as much. And then you talked a little bit about the location of the low pressure and the high pressure service ports in our last 2 minutes. What was that about?
Yeah, so I mean, you can take a look at the vehicle's AC layout, and if you see something like the LP port being relatively close to the compressor itself, there is a high likelihood that during that initial inrush of refrigerant, when you do a recovery, it could pull some of that oil along with that. So especially if you've got a fleet service where this is a known thing, it's very quick to determine how much oil you're pulling in. And if it's a high amount, you can hook up the HP only port and just do a recovery on the high side. And that way that would reduce the chances of pulling in some of that oil.
There's always a way with you guys at Mahle. You guys are always thinking. So I appreciate that, Isaac. I really do. Listen, our clock's running out. It's going to grab us. If the listeners want more information, where's the website? Where do they go?
Servicesolutions.mahle.com.
Okay, cool beans. And I want to get you back. There's other things I want to talk to you about. And, I know you're busy. You're so hard to get a hold of, and we appreciate your valuable time being here with us today. Isaac, as always, it was a pleasure, sir. And, we expect great things from you guys as you lead us into the future regarding AC machines, as you have continued to do so and be the pioneers that you are. Thanks, Isaac. I appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, and the Car Doctor. I'll return right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. an ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. I want to once again thank Isaac Nielsen for taking the time and talking to us about air conditioning and the upcoming season and everything that's going to be there, because air conditioning is such an important part of the automobile, and we want to be cool, and obviously you want to do it right. We want to do it safe. So let's get back to the phones. Let's go over to Jeff from Waynesboro, Virginia, and see what's going on here. Jeff, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
All right, thank you. I've got a 2014 RAV, my wife's car.
Okay.
It's 120,000 miles, mostly highway miles. We have not changed the trans fluid, and I'm back and forth about whether I should change out three or four quarts, whatever comes out of the drain, and should I use Toyota fluid, or can I use Valvoline Full Synthetic or some other brand, or what's your thoughts on it? I'm told after 100,000 miles, don't fool with it.
Well, and here's the fear that everybody has, Jeff, is that transmission fluid is a very high detergent scrubbing type of fluid.
Okay.
Back in the old days when dirt was invented and I was a kid, we used to literally, re-ring small block Chevys in the bay of the gas station, and we'd clean the cylinders after we broke the glaze. We would break the glaze using a cylinder hone. Back then things were just more so archaic, and we would break the glaze with the cylinder if we honed the cylinders, and then we would wash the cylinder walls with trans fluid. We would take a white rag and we would scrub it until they were clean, because the trans fluid has such a high detergent, high scrubbing action. Fast forward 50 years, things have changed a little bit. The concern becomes that transmission fluid, because of its detergent nature and scrubbing action, so to speak, trans fluid as it ages, like any hydraulic fluid, it'll leave a varnish. It'll leave sediment inside the trans. So we now induce this new fluid in there, and what does it do? It scrubs away at the particulate, and it'll break pieces loose if there's any, all right? And it'll create a problem. But here's where I kind of have that span of guilt, or, I have no fear. I say change the fluid, and I'll tell you why. If the trans is that varnished up that, it's able to find a clean piece with clean trans fluid and create an issue, you're going to have a problem anyway. The problem was going to show up at some point. I like changing fluid on the basis that my thought process is, I say change the fluid now, and now you're watching for it, right? 2 weeks goes by, 3 weeks goes by. If 30 days from the time you change that fluid, nothing's happened, you're in the clear. If something happens, at least you're prepared. Okay, now I've got to put a trans in it, which I was probably headed for anyway. All right? That being said, this is a 2014 RAV. This uses Toyota WS fluid, all right, which is their world-class fluid. It's different than their Type 4. And, this also doesn't have a dipstick, correct? There's no dipstick on this trans,
right? Yep.
So you're going to get... On a good day, you'll get three, maybe 3.5 quarts out of this trans. This is about a 6.5, almost 7 quart trans, depending upon the size of the cooler. You'll get a little over 50% out of it. You could go through the pain and suffering of trying to undo the trans cooler hoses at the bottom of the radiator, but the car is 10 years old. It's probably been exposed to some Virginia winters. There's definitely been some corrosive material thrown down on the highway, right? You know, at that point, you're probably going to break something before you get it apart. So, you know, if we want, what I would do is, and also if we do, you know, if we do 50% of the fluid, it's not such a shock to the system, right? It's sort of, we're going to do this slowly. Yeah. And, you know, maybe we'll do it twice. Maybe we'll do it now, and then in 5,000 miles, we'll do it again. All right. WS fluid has an additive package. All transmission fluids have additive packages. Every manufacturer runs a different, you know, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C kind of a thing, because in essence, all trans fluid is hydraulic oil, obviously, to make the hydraulics of the transmission work. And then engineer A puts in this, and engineer B puts in that, and engineer C puts in the other thing. And, you know, it varies by manufacturer. I think you're fine doing it in bite-sized pieces. Whose fluid would I use? I've never, you know, I've looked at this synthetic trans fluid thing. I've never seen an advantage. I'm not saying not to. You know, if it makes you feel better and if it works, hey, great. You don't necessarily need to use Toyota fluid as long as the fluid you're using is Toyota rated. The truth is, okay, there's a company out there called Idumetsu, which is a real great name to say. If you can say it, then you kind of walk around saying, yeah, Idumetsu'd it up, just because it's a tough word to say. But when you see it, you'll understand when you read it on the bottle. Idumetsu is the manufacturer for the majority of transmission fluids on the Japanese cars out in the world. All right? You will find it. You will find it at AutoZone. You will find it. You know, you might even find your local Toyota dealer is using Idumetsu fluid, or you might find, and I've seen this from time to time, Toyota will send me bottles when I reorder if I can't get it from my local supply house, and it'll say manufactured by Idumetsu on the Toyota bottle, and you go, look at that. So as long as it meets Toyota spec, read the back of the bottle. You know, that's where all the information is. It's got to meet WS classification, all right? And as long as it does that, you're good. I'd buy 8 quarts, all right? So this way, when you do it twice, you're good. When you do this, you know, I would probably do the first time around. I'd do it after the vehicle sat overnight. So all the sediment's at the bottom. This is a, you want to make sure you're going to take the driver's side tire off after you get it up on jack stands. You're going to take the driver's side tire off, take the plastic skirt. There's a couple of 10 millimeter bolts up there. Take the plastic skirt out, and you'll be looking at the hex. I believe it's 8 or 10 millimeter. I can't remember which. And that's the fill, all right?
Right.
So obviously, I always, whenever I teach mechanics, I always tell them, you want to take the fill out before you take the drain out. Because if the fill's frozen in place and you take the drain out, now you got a problem. You know, the first thing whenever I break in a new mechanic and I teach him the basics and we're doing an oil change, all right, you don't want to come to Ron's oil change class. It takes about 2 hours to get through the first one. All right. The first thing I teach him to do is the driver's side window goes down as soon as the car comes in the shop, because if you lock the keys in the car, you don't want to look stupid, and you pop the hood. You always pop the hood. And they're like, why? I go, they're like, the drain cap isn't going to be stuck. I said, that's right. I said, but the hood latch might be broken, and then you can't open the hood. Then what do you do? Oh, gee, I never thought of that. Well,
making sense.
Yeah, you know, get the tire off, get the skirt off, open that drain up, and then you're going to find, you're going to put a drain pan underneath, make sure it'll hold 5 quarts, because you're only going to get out 3.5 or 4, all right? And you're going to take that plug out. There is a plastic extension of fluid, is the best way to explain it. It's the birdbath.
I'm with you.
It's the birdbath spillover. It's a 6 millimeter socket that comes out, and now the fluid comes out. So you're going to take out the drain plug, the metal plug, and then the birdbath. All right, then the spout, the spout over.
Yep.
You know, that comes out. All the fluid comes out. You want to take the pan down? Go ahead. I don't think you need to. Toyota's going to be a screen. It's not a filter. Again, if the screen is that dirty, you got a bigger problem. All right.
I'm with you.
Unless the pan's leaking and that one little 6 millimeter bolt in the corner on the driver's side of the cradle is always kind of tough. You need a good 10 millimeter swivel and some dexterity to get it out. I think it's a waste of time, but you know, it's kind of straightforward. And then when you fill it, you're going to fill it just like procedure. You're going to put the bird bath piece back in. You're going to pump about 2 quarts in it. You'll start it up. And then you're going to start adding fluid until it spills over. And then you're going to count drops. Oh, you know, get it up to temperature. If you want to put the drain plug, all the drain plugs back in so it's sealed, get a couple of quarts, 3 quarts in it. Let it run. Let it get warm. All right. If your hands are kind of tough and gnarly and you can, just grab the bottom of the pan and hold, you know, just tap it. Okay, yeah, that's warm. Yeah, that's warm. Yeah, that's coming up to temp. You know, you get it up to about 165, 180 degrees of temperature. That's about where you want to be. You could do it by scan tool. They give you a specific procedure to go by a number, but you know, you sort of touch it and go, yeah, it's hot. I've never found it to vary that much, Jeff. But this works.
You might
right?
make sense.
Yeah,
yep.
this yep. works. And then when you're done, run it through the gears, drive to reverse. Again, I've never found it to vary. I've never added fluid once I get to this point. And then I'm just going to take the bottom plug out. The bird bath will spill over. Whatever it is, I top it up. I'm done. Button it up, and you're good to go.
Well, let me ask you this. That thing doesn't have a drop of fluid, no leakage. If I put exactly what came out of it, I'll probably be fine. But no, I should not.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You can do it that way too. That's the other scientific way. You know, get a bottle of washer fluid, a gallon bottle of washer fluid with a funnel.
Right.
When you drain
it
out, okay, this is what I took out, this is what I'm putting back in. Now, maybe it's a smidge low, so you still want to go through the fluid level check.
Right, right.
Right.
Yep, makes sense.
You
everything you say.
But you'll be right in the neighborhood. All right, kiddo?
Okay.
So,
yes, sir. I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And like I said, you can get down to your local AutoZone, tell them you're looking for Toyota WS fluid. It'll probably say Idemitsu on the bottle. It'll be Idemitsu branded, and you'll be just fine. All right?
Got it. I thank you so much. Certainly respect your opinion.
So, yeah, thank you, Jeff.
I'm with you.
I appreciate it.
If you need more,
you know where to find me. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. I'm Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off, no dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit BARTESIAN.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
And we are back. Welcome back, listeners. Ron Anini and the Car Doctor here. Let me point out, too, 855-560-9900 is the 24-7 Car Doctor phone number. You can call that number anytime, day or night. We're on the air live Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. East Coast time out on the network. Again, 855-560-9900. That number is 24-7. You can call, leave a message. We are live on the network Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. East Coast time. And if you leave a message, we'll call you back and get you in the queue for the next live broadcast, which is, as I've said, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. You can also call in on the 855-560-9900 phone number, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Whether you can hear the show in your neck of the woods or not, you don't have to be listening on your affiliate if they're taking it delay or if they're taking it on a different day, etc. You can call the 855 number. Trust me, we're here. Tom will pick up the phone. I want to just take a quick note, a quick minute. I got a quick note here from Isaac Nielsen from Mala in our interview we just had. He said, "Hey, Ron, I'm just thinking about our conversation in our head. I think it's important to note that no way was I suggesting people should default to the high-pressure port for recovery. Historically, we, Mala, default to the low-pressure port because if the car AC system was used recently, then the system pressures may not have equalized yet. So that means higher pressure or high pressure on the higher pressure side, which equals faster gas inrush that will actually bring more oil with it. Also, the high pressure side is likely to have more oil in suspension since it is post-compressor where most of the oil is being put into suspension. I'm not sure how it came across, but I just want to make sure I explained it right and that nobody hears well. Mala said only to recover from the high pressure port." No, I don't think anybody did, Isaac. And to recount that, what Isaac is referencing is that in AC service, it's important to consider how the vehicle was just used and where to recover from as far as, you know, high side, low side, or both in some cases. There's moments where you're going to do that as well. But, again, we take what you said to heart, Isaac, and we're aware of it. And so for clarification, if anybody has any additional questions or comments, by all means, you can drop us a line. You know, the bottom line comes back to, and I don't know if we stress this enough, that if you're working on air conditioning going forward, there are very stringent rules in effect now and very stringent rules for the future. And some of that is not just the EPA. It's the design of the systems. The vehicles today are so specific that there is no margin of error in order to replicate and have that, gee, it's just as cold as the day it was new syndrome. So, you know, it takes a machine. It takes an accurate machine. It takes a trained operator. Air conditioning isn't anything like it used to be, 20 years ago. But 25 years ago, where it was much simpler systems and the systems were much larger and more forgiving in the case of slightly erroneous refrigerant amounts. So today they have to be spot on in order for them to work correctly. And I want to mention that as well. I don't know if that came out enough in my conversation with Isaac. So take it from there. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. Let me pull over and take a pause. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Hang on. Help is on its way. I'll be there.
Well, that about does it for me this hour, listeners. And I want to thank you for being here and spending time with me. I know you've got a lot of choices to do on the weekend, and I'm glad we can get together and talk cars, and, you know, we can all learn, and I learn from you just as much as you learn from me. I want to point out regarding air conditioning, we talked an awful lot about procedure today and the maintenance of the system and, you know, how to properly use a machine. And we were glad to have Isaac with us, as well as the calls that we got this hour. We're glad to have everybody. I want to point out that, you know, AC season is upon us. And there's a couple of things we didn't talk about. We want to talk about cabin filters, the actual, sometimes referred to as a pollen filter, or the cabin filter, the filter that is inside the vehicle, usually accessed somewhere in the glove box area, depending upon your vehicle, your make, model, etc. But it's important to know that that filter has been serviced and replaced prior to AC system. And you really should be doing it, you know, every 15,000 miles, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. It depends on your part of the country. But, you know, pull a filter out at 15,000 miles as a rule of thumb, and you'll be amazed. Yes, cabin filters get dirty really, really quickly. And, of course, let's go in the shop this week, courtesy of AutoZone and AutoZonePro.com. Keep in mind, if we're trying to educate our customers about air conditioning, we talked a lot about air conditioning this hour, get out to the, if you're using AutoZonePro.com, get out to and look at the website. They've got a great marketing section there, but they've also got a section where you can download information so that, you know, they have some great wall charts. They've got some great counter display stuff that you can educate your customers about air conditioning. I'm sure you guys know this, but I like them. I use them. They're good color, and they're very well laid out and very neat and clean looking. So you may want to do that too. You can get those through AutoZonePro.com, but definitely a plus for you and your customers. Keep that in mind. Till the next time, I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor, and I'm reminding each and every one of you, your mechanics aren't expensive, they're priceless.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Moseley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.